The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
The Jess being Jess Kelly, News Talk's technology correspondent, who is sitting with me. Jess, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. This week's TLDR.
Which I explained to you 2 seconds ago means too long didn't read.
No, I knew that.
I wasn't going to throw you under the bus, and then I saw the opportunity and I thought, get under that bus, Anton. So the too long didn't read this week. A lot of people may have seen headlines about Google's big conference that took place yesterday. It's a developer conference. It's always a big deal because you get a bit of insight into what they're working on. And I thought it was very interesting that the entire thing pretty much was focused on Gemini, which is their version of ChatGPT, essentially, to put it impolitely. And I'm sure they won't be happy with me about that. But that's what it is. Last year, it was unveiled as Google Bard. It was unveiled in a pretty underwhelming fashion. You may remember.
I was familiar with Google Bard.
Yeah. So it got a rebrand because the launch was associated with what we in the industry call an Aukimomo, because it was asked a question and it gave the wrong answer. And so ever since then, it was always harped in as it's not the be all and end all. So they gave it a slap of paint and they've named it Gemini. And what we saw yesterday was how it's going to be integrated into everything. You know, the way you say, nobody says I'm going to search the internet for that. They say I'll do a Google. That's kind of in everyone's brain now. What they're doing is they're going to ingrain Gemini into Google searches. They're going to make it that bit more efficient. They're going to give you better results. If you're someone who uses things like Gmail and Google Docs, Gemini is going to be bedded in. I use Google Photos, for example. And what I love about Google Photos is that I can type in my niece's name. So her name is Ellie. And it will pull up every picture of Ellie that I have taken in the last 9 years, from when she was a baby until now at 9 years old. It recognizes her face. Now, I know some people will be absolutely appalled by this idea, but what Google has said is that privacy is obviously ingrained into this, but it's there to try and make your life that bit easier. So you'll be able to pull up content, whether it's content that you own or that you want across the interwebs, and ingrain it into every aspect of your life.
But I have heard you made the point before that if a company is providing you a service for which you are not paying, then you are the product.
Yes.
And in a lot of the instances of the services that you are citing by way of Google, you don't pay, you are the product. Is it wise to allow yourself to be that searchable by AI and that known by an entity like Google if they are ultimately selling you?
Yes and no. So I think this is where the seesaw, I always use the analogy of a seesaw, because you're dead right. There is a trade-off in terms of your data and your privacy in lieu of getting a service. The tech companies, particularly here in Europe, are coming under huge pressure to ensure that they're complying with things like my beloved GDPR, the Digital Services Act, the EU AI Act. There's a whole ton of legislation that is in place now and continuing to be implemented at the moment that will protect your user rights. Google is still going to make money. They make an awful lot of money through ads, for example, through your Google searches, through the ranking of the Google search results. All of that side of things is how people make their money. Also, fun fact, a lot of people like me who are using features like Google Photos and Google Cloud are now paying subscriptions for those services. So you are, in fact, paying. Not everybody is paying, but a significant portion of people are now paying. So they have found ways to monetize those services. What I would say is that, and we're going to get onto it in a second now, but if you're using Gemini as a service, as people are using ChatGPT at the moment, I wouldn't be putting sensitive information to that end of things as of yet. So if you're using a service that is encrypted and password protected and it's within your own little ecosystem, personally speaking, I'm comfortable with that. Now, again, I wouldn't put the hand on the Bible and tell everybody else to do it and all the rest. But when it comes to the public ChatGPT style chatbots that can give you content and, you know, write your best man speech for your best friend's wedding, I'd be cautious enough in that regard at the moment.
In other news, traffic on X is down as it continues its charge into an interesting place. Traffic is up on LinkedIn.
On LinkedIn, lads. Apparently LinkedIn. We were all looking for a new platform to come along and become the new X.
I got briefly confused by Mastodon for 3 days before I gave up totally.
I just got annoyed by the amount of people who were sending emails and all the rest via Mastodon. But anyway, forget Mastodon, forget X. LinkedIn is where you need to be.
Really?
Apparently. There's some data that shows that since as traffic has dwindled and dwaddled on X, people are shimmying over to LinkedIn. And if you go on LinkedIn, do you use LinkedIn?
No.
Are you not? But how do you know that, like, yeah.
I don't understand LinkedIn. LinkedIn always just seems to be a whole load of people going, I currently have a job and I'd like to leave it, please hire me, while their own employer can read them saying this.
Oh no, it's changed since then.
Ah.
What it does now is, and it's so funny, since ChatGPT and all the rest has come along, you see people going on celebrating their wins. And very often they're written by ChatGPT. So you've got people from Tipperary using the word awesome every 6 seconds. You know, they did this awesome collab and there was awesome communication and awesome, and it's a bit much. But apparently LinkedIn is where it's at. You see, I use it quite a bit. I go on and I have a look and you see people who are passionate about their jobs and the industries that are in, and they're sharing more thoughts and feelings about societal issues, cultural issues, entertainment issues. They're now sharing it and they're getting traction.
Yes, it's also not the place for the alt-right culture wars. This is not this doesn't seem to be where that happens.
Not yet, but give it time. But the tech tip this week is get on your LinkedIn, engage and share your thoughts and feelings.
The tech rec this week is...
Check you out with your lingo. I'm so proud. The tech rec this week is Everybody's in LA, which is hosted by John Mulaney. Do you know John Mulaney?
Yeah, I think I just watched him on My Next Guest Is with Letterman.
Correct and right. So John Mulaney is a brilliant comedian, worked on SNL as a writer for years, has done so many brilliant stand-up specials. Last week, he did 6 live shows on Netflix. So he was live, like, you know, doing the Late Late Show or whatever.
Oh yeah,
it is.
Netflix did this with the roast of Tom Brady as
yes,
well. They're
indeed.
Doing a lot of this kind of live streaming.
They are at the moment. And Mulaney did 6 specials. He had fantastic guests. Jon Stewart, David Letterman, who you mentioned, Pete Davidson, a whole host of excellent guests. They were live. They were chaotic. They were fun. Proper laugh out loud moments. Wonderful car crash interactions with guests who called in live to the show. So if you're looking for something that's a little bit bananas, that was live and you can now watch knowing that nothing too drastic is going to happen in front of you, I would highly recommend it. It's on Netflix.
Jess, thank you so much. That is News Talk's technology correspondent, Jess Kelly.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.